now.
Hey, we're here. We're back.
Oh my gosh. Don't be so excited about it.
It's GMO clouds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we're here.
Gosh.
You hit record, right?
I did.
Wow. Anyway, we're here. We're back. Episode 13 on the 13th of March, 2025. We are Cirque du Psyche. This is a podcast, and we're going to talk about things and some things and other things and probably get off track because I am a walking circus of the mind. My name is Tanner. I'll be your host. I'm also the cosmic potato farmer. And across from me, my button pusher, who proved herself and didn't have to get replaced by a monkey.
Aw, yay.
Monica, the indubitable space fox.
Aw, thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you for not having to have a monkey up here. Wasn't looking forward to it, but I had one lined up, just so you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I had one lined up.
That's nice to know.
Yeah.
You have him on standby?
Not anymore. Not anymore. He got fired before he got hired.
Oh, my gosh.
That sounds a lot like most people nowadays.
Yeah.
Out here looking for jobs.
Yeah. Jeez. All right. There's one part of Tanner's mind floating off into space.
Cosmic. That's why I'm the cosmic potato farmer. never know what's going to float by. Distract me. It's not butterflies. It's aliens.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen an alien in real life?
Mm-hmm. No.
What would you do if you saw an alien? Like if you're out here at the farm and UFO landed and
shoot it.
What would you? You don't carry a gun around here.
I mean, I know where they are.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have time to go get one. Shh. You'd be frozen.
I'll go find me one.
No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I would. Anyway, yeah. Holy moly.
So, what news dost thou bringest forth on this 13th of March in the 13th episode?
I figured you'd want to do the first.
I got really good news.
Because yours happened before the other thing that I was going to say.
And mine's better and awesome, and everybody loves it. I got my puppy 2 weeks early.
Yeah.
Applause. Do we have a... do you really have clapping hands over there?
Yeah.
So you need me on top of this. Yay, puppy.
All right, get over
it. Wow. I got her 2 weeks early. She's super awesome and adorable. I love her.
She's so
she loves me, not you.
Squishy. Oh, really?
She loves everybody. She's a lovable puppy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Basset hound. Not even 8 weeks old. Should be 8 weeks next Monday.
Yeah.
It's coming Monday.
Wrinkly.
Yeah, squishy and wrinkly.
Floppy ears.
Sleep. She's been sleeping for like 2 hours.
Yeah. I wish you'd do that better at night.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's a sleep master during the daytime. And we've been having to take turns. Who's going to stay up with her at night? Because like a baby every 2 hours average.
Yeah.
Or less.
And she wants to play when she's awake.
Yeah. But it's worth it.
Losing sleep to play with.
It's not going to last forever. Come on.
I know.
Come on.
It's exhausting.
It's not. It's fun.
Yeah. You slept last night.
Well, that was your fault. You volunteered.
You were dead on your feet.
I was. I don't know what my problem was.
Yeah.
Because did they start spraying at that time last night?
I don't know. So when the last time I took her out.
I keep sniffling in the mic. It's gross.
I know.
Excuse me.
It was like 6:20. And of course, it was still dark because of the time change. And I looked up at the stars because the moon was almost full still. Or it's going to be full tonight, right? Is that what we said?
I think it is. It's on the calendar. I think it is tonight.
So it was like bright sky still.
It's supposed to be a blood moon tonight.
Yeah. And I could see thin, very light, you know, I'm doing air quotes, clouds. And then once the sun came up, it was
cloudy.
It was red skies this morning.
Yeah. But also.
And it started getting cloudier and cloudier.
Yeah. So interesting note on that. I was talking to Douglas the animal yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And it was clear blue. Well, clear-ish, you know, because we've heard it said that, you know, the skies aren't actually clear anymore. You wonder blue. Mm-hmm. You still see haze and junk around it, like horizons and stuff. So I was like, man, I made it because the last 2 days before today, yesterday and the day before, it was blue. No spraying.
Yeah.
But the airplanes are still flying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so where, anyway, that's a whole other podcast. But anyway, I told Doug, I was like, man, we either get no clouds or fake clouds.
Yeah.
You know, there's no real clouds anymore. And there was like right above the tree line over the dove field, there was big fat. It almost looked like smoke at first. Mm-hmm. It was like right above the trees on the horizon. And Doug said that with his polarized glasses, he could look at those clouds and they're gray.
Mm.
They just look gray and nasty.
Mm-hmm.
But if he looks at like real clouds through his polarized glasses, they're white and fluffy and like real clouds.
Mm.
Yeah. So what up with that?
I don't know.
Sickening. Tired of it.
Yeah.
That's why I'm all... sniffly.
Mm, that sounds today. So gross.
It is. Tell you, yeah, I got to live with it. I got to live with these clouds. We all do. Let's look up and help each other out.
Yep.
Anyway, what were you going to talk about? News?
Update news on, there? On our community garden. We to work on that this past Saturday, just me and you.
Yep.
And the boys helped out a little bit.
Yeah. Watching the puppy because she was there.
Yeah. They were on puppy watch because
puppy.
She was...
She like, slept most of the time.
Yeah.
She did.
She did, but she was like, didn't want to be left alone.
Yeah, she's very, very needy. Wants to be held.
Yeah.
Which is adorable.
It is, because she's so squishy and soft and squishy. You know those little...
She's fun to hold.
The little squishy, mellow pillow thingies. Squishmallow. Yeah, like
the blue and I sleep with at night.
Yeah, sometimes. That's what she reminds me of.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, so... We worked on the garden. There was a fence line that was just covered in laurels or black cherries that we found out.
Yeah, it's the local term.
Yeah. And it was just really thick, and we wanted to open it up because it blocks the morning sunlight.
Well, not only that, it's just unhealthy.
That too, but...
Vines growing around trees, choking stuff out.
But that area doesn't get any sun in the morning, like, at all. So we worked on that, and... Like, that was half of our day doing that. And we had a huge brush pile.
Not even done.
Yeah. We're going back out there Saturday, hoping more people might show up and help us.
Yeah. Rallying the troops,
mm-hmm.
putting some beds together. Mm-hmm. I got to cut some more stuff down.
Yeah.
Build some more beds.
Supposedly Girl Scouts and 4-H is going to show up and give us a hand.
Supposedly.
If they do show up, if I'm hoping I can get those wooden beds in place, and I'm supposed to show them how to fill beds.
Mm.
So I'm going to be doing that too. So
yeah,
good times.
Teaching.
Lots
teaching
of stuff
garden.
Happening.
A growing teaching garden.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
I think it's going to take a while to catch on, but because people hear a community garden, they always hear about the bad stuff and... They've tried this twice and it's failed because people don't want to work. People don't want to put their hands on things. They want somebody else to do everything for them, but they want the emotional clout of knowing that they were involved somehow and they never want to go back out there, and then it fails.
Yeah.
And then when you ask again, they're like, no, it doesn't work. Well, we're determined to make this work, and I think it's going to catch on when people start seeing like, oh, it's actually working.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to do stuff.
Yeah.
I have zero, zero, I know the word. I'm not wording very well right now.
Mm.
Like, I'm not obligated to be here.
Yeah.
It's completely voluntary.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow we've been put in charge almost to the very top, which is fine. We're getting things done. But... If it comes down to like, oh, you're letting this fail, like, bro, I got nothing to lose.
Yeah.
Like, we've put a lot of work and time into this.
Yeah, in 2 weeks.
Yeah, you're going to blame. That's my biggest fear, is someone playing the blame game and just being whiny about it and want to blame somebody for it. And I'm like, bro, we've put our hands on this out here.
Mm-hmm.
We built this from the ground up. Like, be very careful, bro. Walk up out of here and good luck. somebody else to do it, but hopefully that's not going to happen.
Yeah, but I hope it turns out really good.
I think it's going to be slow in the beginning, like everything else,
mm-hmm.
because it doesn't just involve sitting and looking at flowers. You actually have to plant them.
Yeah.
And help them and do the stuff. But hoping for the best.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. What's doing over there? I don't remember which button it was.
What? Oh, small business. As high as I can go.
Brain.
Small business. Oh, it hurts. Can't do it. It's trying to do a SpongeBob. Imagination.
That's SpongeBob?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Monica pretends to hate SpongeBob, but she secretly likes it.
I do hate it so much.
The first two seasons were awesome, and then it got
no, the reason why
stupid after that.
I hate it is my, I think it was middle school. This girl, we ended up being like best friends.
Middle school.
Not middle school, elementary school.
Oh.
Even
you had
further
SpongeBob
back.
In elementary school?
Yeah. I'm younger than you. So I think it was like fourth or fifth grade. This girl in my class, we ended up being best friends later on because I moved next door to her. But she was obsessed with SpongeBob. And like to the extreme of she wasn't allowed to speak of SpongeBob during class.
Oh my gosh.
Because she was so annoying with it. Yeah. Oh yeah. And so I didn't like her at the time. And then we became good friends. And after at that point, she was kind of over SpongeBob. So it wasn't a big deal anymore. But yeah.
So is Nickelodeon our small business today?
Heck no. Where
push
did we
button,
go?
Yeah, push the button. Oh, it's small business promotion time. We're not going to get sidetracked this time.
I did it this time.
Yeah, you did it.
Squirrel.
Yeah. Hey, look at that, Karen. She talked. Karen's Monica's mom, and she was talking mad crap about me yesterday.
He let me talk, Mom. He let me talk.
Yeah. When she fills a dead space in, yes. But when she starts to short circuit, did we get sidetracked again? Small business promotion time.
All right, go for it.
All right. So today we're promoting Rex and Plex.
Mm-hmm.
What is Rex and Plex, pray tell? It is a small business here locally in Walterboro. He does Rex and Plex.
Good job.
No, so he's a skull guy. Mm-hmm. Like primarily, I'd say deer.
Yeah.
Most of his business, probably deer. So like mm-hmm. trophies. But he does skulls. Like he doesn't do the like the cape mount, shoulder mounts, so with the, you know, the head and everything.
Yeah.
It's skulls.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He does like very, very, very good work. And the plaques, you can do like all kind of custom stuff, like just South Carolina shape and, you know, all kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. It's cool. We've got a couple done from him. We had my alligator chomp chomp from mm-hmm. last year.
Yeah.
I kind of mangled it. Oh. I had to shoot him so many times.
Yeah,
it was a fight, and I wasn't planning on keeping him.
Mm-hmm.
I was just trying to cull him, and then when I found out how big he actually was, when I fought him to the shore, and I then had to go fisticuffs with him in the water like Crocodile Dundee, and then I found out that I was not missing him; I was shooting him all in the same spot.
Yeah,
he was just that tough. He was a tough boy.
Mm-hmm.
He was a boy.
Mm-hmm.
Found out the hard way.
Oh my gosh. Him.
Anyway, so he did that, and I was kind of like, yeah, if it works out, it works out fine. If it falls apart, it is what it is. It did a great job.
Yeah.
He actually put pieces of the Atlas bone back together inside there,
mm.
and it turned out amazing. And we just got 2 days ago, day before, or was it yesterday? No, it was the day before.
Yeah.
We got used to be our big male herd goat. He got dead.
Yeah.
And he had beautiful horns, so we decided to keep him. And got him back, and it looks awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So he could do skulls, like any kind of skull.
Yeah.
Like, I keep trying to find weird things, like a goat. I don't think he's ever done a goat before, has he? Was that the first goat?
I don't think so, yeah.
Yep, and then we got a cow, which she's done cows before. But we got our favorite steer out there.
Mm-hmm.
He's got little stupid horns because whoever pulled him didn't do it quite right, and they kept growing a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we're going to get him done. We're going to have skulls everywhere. It's going to be like the Predator's den in here. Yeah.
Be cool skulls, not just deer skulls all over the place.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, get one deer. A deer is a deer. Looks the same.
Yeah.
To me, I think so. I mean, my big trophy deer that I killed back in the day, I use them as rattle horns now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who cares? You know, deer's a deer. Gets boring. But I'm going to keep trying to find different types of skulls to take to them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Look around.
Look around. I'm trying to think of what else, like something big enough to take to him.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure it can't be like a squirrel. I don't know. I bet he could do a squirrel.
Yeah. It'd be tiny, tiny.
Yeah. It'd be kind of ridiculous. I think it'd be a waste of his time.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Rex and Plex, I'd like to put their information on here. But I don't feel like we're big enough and enough people are listening at this point to tell people, hey, we're going to, you know,
yeah.
Do you mind us putting it? We have to contact them and stuff. But maybe at some point.
I mean, you can find most of these that we promote are on Facebook.
Yeah, just Google it. I don't want to throw their names out there because I hadn't actually asked for permission to do that. But Rex and Plex.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Does good job.
Does amazing work.
Skull does stuff. Good.
A bear skull.
Ew.
I just saw your sticker, Papa Bear.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another small business we'll talk about maybe next week.
Mm-hmm.
A bear skull would be so sick.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bears.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man. Anyway. Yeah.
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 So we haven't even mentioned, like, we do have a topic for this one, but.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's actually been in the news a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm impressed because I don't really keep up with the news. And apparently there's a lot of people talking about it. And when it came out, and I was like, well, Jiminy Biscuits. This is something I've been saying for a long time and nobody listens to me. Why should they?
Yeah. Wait, come back.
see ya. So, daylight savings time.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Yep.
Useless and dumb. So you know my feelings about it. But yeah. So it just happened. What, last Sunday, Saturday evening, Saturday night, Sunday morning, whatever, however it is, whatever. It's so weird. You don't have to wake up in the morning or set a clock back to wake up on time now, which was stupid. Because if you forgot, like, oh, it's your fault. You go just work late. It's like, is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Like, who thinks of that?
Yeah.
Like, who really cares? You don't watch the news? No, I actually don't.
Yeah.
How do you know it's going to rain when I walk out the door in the morning and it's raining? Anyway. But, yeah, so it just happened. It's stupid. This is the time period I prefer.
Mm-hmm.
More daylight, you know, longer in the day. Just makes more sense to me.
Yeah.
It just does. So, yeah. So we're going to talk about it.
So it ended, right? So it's just for like the winter months that it starts.
Yes, yeah.
So this would be our normal daylight hours.
Yeah.
If it was completely gone.
Yeah, I guess. Or you can like even split the difference. But I like this time frame of how it is right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But growing up, what if you had to think back, and if you ever asked, why do we do this, or did they taught in school, what do you remember being told it was?
I don't remember anything about it. Like, I just
because it was so normal at that point. So yeah, just something you did. It's just like ruining your farm the way Daddy always done it.
Yeah,
it's like you can't explain why, but you're too scared to look into it
because
you might be wrong. Or it might be a better way.
Yeah.
I think that's really what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But we did find some factoids.
Yep.
Some factimals. But me growing up, I always heard it was for the farmers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, being conventionally minded farmer, whatever, it made sense the way some people explained it. Like, whatever. And then you just didn't care anymore.
Yeah.
Because it was always there, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
So you looked into it. You did some research.
I did.
And it goes back to, who was the very first? Was it Franklin?
Benjamin Franklin. 1784. And he talked about it jokingly.
But was it?
I mean, he advocated for the benefits of more daylight hours. And he recommended it as a joke.
Like, but he said more daylight hours.
Yeah.
So what was the time periods then, I wonder?
I don't know.
That's interesting, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. But so there was more people And the dumbest one, my favorite, because they're all dumb. You can try to come up with all the reasons you want. It's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But was the guy that hunted bugs.
George Hudson in 1895 was a New Zealand entomologist. He proposed shifting clocks forward 2 hours in October and back 2 hours in March so he could hunt bugs. Like, seriously? He wanted more daylight hours for hunting bugs.
Just get them earlier.
Yeah.
The bugs don't care. They're gonna stick to the same, you know, they come and go because of the light.
Work on the bugs hours, not your own.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I wonder what he did. I mean, he was an entomologist, what he did professionally.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? Sleeping in?
Staying up late, sleeping in.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Gonna affect everybody just because of your own stuff. But anyway, so then kind of like more modern times, was it World War I?
Mm-hmm.
It was implemented for the so called war effort.
Yeah.
Because it all hinges around having more daylight time to work, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's really what it is. They want you to have more time to work, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then so it was repealed after World War I.
Mm-hmm.
And in World War II, that ding-dong Roosevelt did it again for World War II. And it was repealed, surprisingly, because Roosevelt was a tyrant.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, it was introduced.
1966.
Permanently, but it was left up to the states.
Mm-hmm.
So out of 50 states, only two opted out of it, Hawaii and Arizona.
Yeah.
And I was reading comments the other day on an article I was reading by, my phone closed, the guy who introduced a bill with Rand Paul and Rick Scott. They introduced Lock the Clock Bill. So I was reading about that,
mm-hmm.
and that's where I found out that, oh, it's actually something going on. With mm-hmm. it, you know, like someone's trying to get rid of it. And but I was reading the comments, and there was not I read hundreds. I sat there for like an hour and just read comment after comment. And there's a lot of people from Hawaii, a lot of people from Arizona,
mm-hmm.
and from all over the states in the world, a couple people from around the world. There wasn't a single positive thing to say about it. Everybody said, just get rid of it.
Yeah.
And there was a video I watched, and it was like pro, you know, whatever. And they're talking about the time zones, how it's going to mess things up.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying, but because if we kept it the same at certain times of the year, the sun will come up at 4:30 a.m. in New York. Well, a guy commented and said, I've been living in New York for like 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
And no time ever has the sun ever come up at 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
So their arguments are moot.
Yeah.
It's just stupid. I don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't understand it at all. It needs to go away. Mm-hmm. I think that's my official opinion on it is it's dumb.
Yeah.
And it just needs to go away. We need to stick to one. It's confusing. Because mm-hmm. there's not, I mean, most of the world, is it most of the world? You looked at a map earlier. Is that most of the world doesn't do it?
Yeah. So it shows.
So how do we survive?
Most of North America, Europe. What else did I say?
All the Western
countries,
basically, if you will. Westernized.
Yeah, parts of Africa and Asia.
They do?
Parts.
Hmm.
Just a little bit, not
what
much.
What part of Africa is it? Southern Africa? South Africa?
No. I don't know what area that is. It's top.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
South Africa was colonized by the British.
Yeah.
Figure maybe that was.
So, like, none of the Asian countries really. I don't know. They're showing parts of Australia in orange. I don't know what orange means compared to the blue, but whatever.
So, in that article, they also talked about if we get rid of it, going into different time zones is going to be like flying to a different country. No, it ain't. Because some of these countries that don't do it, I've flown into.
Yeah.
It didn't mess us up.
Yeah.
It didn't. It's so stupid.
It's just like flying through different time zones.
Yeah, across the world.
Yeah. What would be any different?
No, there is nothing. It's just, I don't know. I don't know how to explain this. Like, why are we holding on to it so much? Like, why is it so hard to get rid of it?
I don't know.
Who's benefiting from it?
Nobody right now.
I can't see how anybody is.
Yeah.
So what's the point?
So like you were saying earlier, you thought it was for the farmers.
Yeah.
And so that was a misconception to give farmers more daylight hours, but actually they were against it during World War One.
Yeah, because surprise, surprise, I happen to be a farmer, and it doesn't matter. My animals don't give a crap what time it is. Yeah. They go by the sun.
Yeah.
They don't give a crap how many sun hours there are.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand that.
Yeah.
I have to get things done regardless.
Mm-hmm.
I've done things in the dark.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it would have been daylight if they didn't mess with the time.
Mm-hmm.
So what about that time of year? I'm going to switch to stop working and hope that turns out for the best out there going home.
Yeah.
Dark. Yeah. Mm. That's so stupid. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
I vote no, bro. Yeah. No, bro.
Can we the people put in a vote? And not
are we still allowed to do that? Do our votes count still?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I really don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you stop paying attention, that's where you lose control.
Yeah.
That's what happens. People stop paying attention and start looking at the TV.
Mm-hmm.
Most people can tell you more about them, that stupid family with a trans testicle dad.
Who?
I don't know. The show everybody talks about.
Trans testicle.
With all the girls. Kanye West was married to one.
The Kardashians.
Yeah. Most people could tell you all about people like that.
Yeah.
They can't tell you.
The latest football game.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Can't stand sports ball. Racing, NASCAR, just as bad. NASCAR. Ugh. Makes no sense. I mean, like I said, there was a couple podcasts ago or whatever. Like me starting jiu-jitsu.
Mm-hmm.
I don't sit and watch it. I let you do it. If you got to sit in front of a TV to support a sport,
mm-hmm.
and that's the way you know, and a lot of you got to pay for it to watch it, or you got to pay a lot of money to go there.
Yeah,
it's a whole thing, and all it is, they're sucking money out of you,
mm-hmm.
and you're sitting there. You sit and you watch.
Yeah,
you go there. You sit and you watch. You're at home. You sit and you watch. It's a problem. Mm-hmm. You're being sucked in front of the TV. And you're not paying attention to what's going on around you. In the meantime, we're losing it. We're losing control.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's get rid of it.
Yeah.
I vote no, bro.
Mm-hmm.
What else do you have to say about it? Are you angry about it?
Yeah.
Even think about it.
Hmm?
Did you ever actually put any thought into it, like when it happened, like, why are we doing this? Or it's just kind of like, ugh. And you just forgot about it?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I mean,
that's what most people are under. That's just how it is. Like, we'll get easy money and we'll get over it.
Yeah. It's just what I grew up with. Like, it didn't affect me except for walking to the bus stop in the morning in the dark or whatever.
Yeah. That was an argument, too. I heard somebody say it was for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't have to go to the bus stop in the dark.
Yeah.
But you did.
Yeah.
I never had to go to a bus stop, but you had to go to a bus stop in the dark.
Yeah.
I remember leaving for school in the dark.
Yeah.
How did it help us?
It didn't.
Oh.
Yeah.
It didn't?
Mm.
Oh.
Stupid. Oh.
So don't ask the people who had to live it and was there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Listen to the people on TV, the talking heads. It's like South Park when they talk, their heads actually come apart, bobble around. That's what I picture when they're up there talking.
Oh my gosh.
Idiots. Oh, man. But yeah, I was one the weird guy on the job site that would complain about it and like talk about it. People would just say, get over it. I'm like, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Just get over it. I don't understand that mindset. Just get over it. Well, why do I have to just get over it? Why can't we do something about it?
Yeah.
Like, you are mad about it too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So why don't we do something about it?
Yep. What can we do? Mm-hmm. What can we do?
Dumb.
Yup.
Yeah.
Yup. Gotta start that again.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
No. Oh, this chair's popping and cracking.
Just like your body.
Oh, man, my back hurts so bad right now. What? Oh, man. This was not a very happy day today. A lot of anger going around.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's the GMO clouds.
Yeah.
And it's always worse when you have a few clear days. Mm-hmm. And it's like your body starts to get back to normal, and then they hit you with it, and it's just like oppressive.
Yeah.
It really is. And it's worse after a couple so-called normal days. Mm-hmm. I'm a conspiracy theorist, though. This is not real. Yeah.
He needs his tinfoil hat on.
Oh, yeah. I left it home, though, because I do, in fact, have a tinfoil hat.
Yep.
It's not tinfoil. It's silver. Well, it's a fancy one.
Yeah.
Put a feather in it.
You fancy.
Yeah. Put a feather in it. Mm-hmm. People ask, hey, why do you have a feather in that hat? Don't worry about it, bro. Stand over there and get your brain fried. I'm not.
Ew. That sounds gross.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, does it? Because that's what's happening to everybody right now. Walking around all these electronics.
Yep.
Oh, man.
I think this might be a short episode.
It might be. How long have I been on here?
Only 30 minutes.
Holy shnikes. Wow.
Yep.
It might be too short. What else we got to talk about? What's your plans? You hadn't done a garden tip. It was kind of integrated into the last one.
Integrated.
Because last one was a garden one, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that was last week.
Yeah, so what do you got for us? Do you have anything? Did you prepare?
No.
Wow.
Trying to pull something out of a hat right now. I don't have a hat right now. Dang it.
That could be a garden tip. Wear your hats in the sun.
Yeah. Get you a big old floppy sun hat and get you out in the garden and cover your face.
The bigger, the better.
Mine's got sunflowers on it.
Of course it does. Yeah. Oh, what do you have? What do you have right now?
I mean...
good thing I kept that monkey's contact information.
No, we threw it away.
I didn't throw the contact information away.
Oh, I'm trying to think.
It's on my phone.
Trying to think of what I've already mentioned and what we haven't.
Well, that's why we structured it the way we did. What should you be doing now? It's progressive. Mm-hmm. You don't just have to think of something like right now.
I mean, seed starting is still always a good plan for right now because it's still back and forth, cold nights and...
Yeah.
It's always good to get this seeds a fighting chance if you start them in the house or if you have a greenhouse because they need that warmth before anything, like
shelter.
Water first.
Yeah.
Water babies. And warmth, and then sunlight will be needed. Yeah. So,
well, that's the thing, too, is that we see is that people will get fired up. Oh, it's getting that time. And they'll get everything ready. And then there is kind of like a slump before you should actually plant. Mm-hmm. And if people get there and then they don't get fired up again when it's time to really go at it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But that's why I think that's why seed starting is a good idea too, because you're doing something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And now it's like the weather, who knows what the weather's going to do from day to day.
Yeah.
There's no normalcy anymore. There's no way to read it by looking at the land and anything like that anymore. Mm-hmm. Because... we get what the government say so. Mm-hmm. But right now, too, is water in our area.
Yeah.
Lots of water. Mm-hmm. And that could be dangerous, too. Like, oh, I'm going to go ahead and get these out. And they get washed away. Yeah. Or they rot.
Yeah.
The ground. The water will make them rot.
Yeah. We got a lot of standing water right now. And it's just like we're trying to figure out where and how to direct it. Because right now it's just standing and it's not good for, well... in particular, it's our orchard that I'm speaking of, and it's just wet.
Yeah.
So.
Water everywhere.
That's why when we do a permaculture design, you observe your land for so long, so you know where that water stands, what's the problem areas and stuff like that. How to get it moving.
But also building up soil or organic matter in your soil.
Yeah.
By rotating animals.
Yeah.
We put the cows and sheep in there.
They've been out there a couple times.
Yeah. And the pigs. Howard was in there for a little bit.
Yeah.
Howard the pig.
Howard. You still need to take a picture of him for that chick.
I know. There's a lot of things I need to do. Mm-hmm. A lot of things. I just had a thought. Now, the art and ag tour
Oh, yeah.
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 So we were contacted by the Artisan Center, mm-hmm. who, that's where the community garden is going on their property right behind the building there. And they do the art and ag tour. We've never been part of it. Mm-mm. But it's local farms. It's kind of what we were talking about a few podcasts ago starting. I didn't know. I thought it was like a one-year thing.
Yeah.
One-time thing. But so anyway, so it's part of the like art expo.
Yeah.
It doesn't quite coincide with the Rice Festival.
Mm-mm.
I think it's after, right? So anyway, and then so they have artists and farms. You can open your farm up to it. So we were contacted and asked if we could use our farm, which we can't.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's more private. Owner didn't like a whole bunch of people traipsing through here. Really, I don't either.
Mm-hmm.
but we're going to use the community garden as a stop.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exciting.
Yes.
So we were handed the guidelines and told to rewrite it.
Yeah.
And so this chair's trying to kill me. But so we rewrote the guidelines in accordance with more permaculture ethics.
Mm-hmm.
And as before, you could use certain types of herbicides. That's out.
Yeah.
No herbicides. It's all permaculture-based, regenerative-style gardening, if you will. Put all the labels and fancy things to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's natural. Natural gardening. But, yeah, it's going to be a stop. And what I think is kind of cool, it's still going to be a work in progress. Hopefully, we got people sponsoring beds and doing the stuff. But mm-hmm. it's still going to be a work in progress. I mean, May is not that far away.
Yeah.
And we're just getting started.
Yeah.
So it's going to be cool as we could use that stop. It's mostly going to be people probably asking questions or whatever. It's going to be activities for kids.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully we'll be able to use some areas to actually teach people how to do stuff.
Do the stuff.
But yeah, the right way.
Yeah.
And so that's exciting. And that's when is that exactly?
May 17th.
May 17th.
It's a Saturday.
Come see us.
Yep.
And whoever else is on there. But us. Come see us.
Yeah. There's another farm that I remember hearing about. This was a couple years ago when it was like, I think it was probably one of the first times we heard about it. Because I remember they were going to be at that one place that I'm not going to mention because I don't like them.
Oh, yeah. They, huge fail. They had such a good thing going, then they failed.
But there was another one up in Ridgeville or not Ridgeville?
Ridgeland.
No, darn it. It was on Edisto, like this side of 61.
Oh, Roundo.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, across, yeah, it's still part of Roundo.
Yeah.
Technically, yeah.
Yeah. So they actually practice permaculture, and I actually spoke to the guy that's directing in charge of the arts and ag, and he was kind of telling me about their story a little bit. But yeah, there's another place that is on the stop. Is a stop that is permaculture oriented also. So I thought that was kind of cool.
It's catching on, but I'm still interested to see. Are they actually doing it?
Yeah.
The right way, or are they using it to attract people because it's getting more popularity?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm interested to see because we do it the right way.
Yeah.
And how you know is because people think you're weird.
Oh, yeah.
When they actually come to your farm and be like, oh, you're actually doing it? Actually that way, like, yeah, I'm like, ooh, that's too much work.
What do you do for the thistles out in your pastures?
Yeah, let sheep eat it or yeah. outcompete it.
Yeah.
Sheep eat it or outcompete it.
Yeah.
Goats? I mean, there's a lot of things.
You don't worm your cows?
Yeah.
You don't vaccinate?
Nope. We just had a baby goat die the other day.
Yeah, that was kind of...
I think he just got too cold. He was scrawny when he was born.
That and his mom...
But that's why, too. His mom wasn't caring for him very well.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, we could have shot him up, get a bunch of crutches, but that wasn't his body. I mean, we did everything. I mean, well, Vanessa mostly.
Yeah.
But she come busting up into the workshop. And I thought one of the kids were hurt or something.
Mm-hmm.
She had little John.
Yeah.
And, yeah, little like he was extremely hypothermic.
Mm-hmm.
And... Yeah, he was near death.
Mm.
Like just a couple more hours, he'd have been dead. But she tried everything. I mean, everything.
It was so weird because his temperature was coming up.
Mm.
He was starting to, like, he was calling out a little bit and starting to come around. And all of a sudden, he just nosedived.
That's how goats are. They're fine, dead.
Yeah.
Just usually no warning.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, what is, Why is that goat laying down? Mm-hmm. Well, it's not laying down. It's dead. No idea why. It's just fine. Climbing a tree the day before. Now it's dead.
Yeah.
But he was doing a head thing.
Yeah, throwing his head back.
That's a bad sign.
Yeah.
And but she tried to work through it. But you know what? No vaccinations would have saved him. Shooting him up with something wouldn't have saved him.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he was scrawny at birth. We didn't think he was even going to live through the night.
Yeah.
We got him going to mom. She was a sucky mom. She did okay. But then all of a sudden, apparently she didn't. And then we had that one really cold night again.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere. And, yeah. But, yeah, no amount of vaccinations and drugs would have saved him.
Mm-hmm.
It's all human intervention, really.
Yep.
And good practices, good farming practices. And do the best you can.
Mm-hmm.
Just like with gardening, stun method.
Yep.
It's like that plant I found today dead in your grocery row. Pulled it up. We're going to put something else in there.
Yeah.
Get up out of here. Get I need to
figure
face.
Out what that was because yeah.
it
I'm
was,
like.
It was like thorny.
Oh, yeah. Little, I think it was a raspberry.
That's what it looked like. Yeah.
Yeah. So I need to. Thorny.
But it just came right up out of the ground. It's dead. There's what, you know, why get angry about it? Why get sad about it?
Why get angry when you can just replace it?
Exactly.
Right? Does that work?
Sure. It's not going on a t-shirt. Wasn't good enough.
I wasn't trying to make t-shirt.
I know. I'm always thinking that way, though. So we have a few ideas for t-shirts.
Yeah.
What was the first one? Build the Guild?
Yeah.
Build the Guild. And then...
You want Jiminy Biscuits.
Jiminy Biscuits. That's my catchphrase. If you hear anybody else saying it, I said it first. Jiminy Biscuits. Yeah. And then people be peopling.
Yeah.
It says everything right there.
Mm-hmm.
What's the problem, people? What are you talking about? They be peopling. People be peopling.
Yeah.
That's what we worry about when we get involved with the community.
Yeah.
Don't get out there peopling.
Yup.
You know what I'm talking about.
I do know.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to them.
Ah, don't talk to me then.
I'm talking to you out there. We've already talked about it. I'm on here to talk to the masses. You know, the 1.5 people.
Oh, man. Yeah. I haven't heard about if Aunt Leanne's been listening still.
I don't know. I hope she did. Hope her, what did she get from you? Blackberries?
Blackberries.
Yeah. So maybe she'll... learn how to plant them properly.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know what we didn't mention in that podcast, though?
What?
So we talked about the sun or establishing north. Get to know your zone. And I usually don't think that broad because I like to teach people here.
Yeah.
Because I'm focused here. Now, somebody from somewhere else asked me, and they weren't from here. That's the first thing I think of was, what zone are you in?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but the thing is like 8B here, or we're actually for Green Pond.
9A.
Is 9A because we are a little bit closer to the coast. At our house, we're 8B because it's literally right on the line.
Mm.
But that could be different, completely different temperatures, weather, all that factors differently on the other side of the states.
Yeah, like but even from here to our house, 23 miles away.
Yeah.
Completely different environment.
It is. So know your area, like know when your last frost date is, when your first one is, know how much precipitation you get for the year. That those kind of things factor in on what you need to plant or how much sunlight that area gets. It all depends on your own property.
Mm.
So.
Mm. Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yep.
You want to hear something cool?
No. Oh my gosh, you did not do that. We're going to get demonetized.
Oh no, we're not on YouTube. That was my new gun. I got a new gun yesterday.
Yep.
And it's probably gun guys are always like, what's your favorite gun? The one I just got. But I think this one here is, I'm highly impressed by it.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about it because we got some time to kill. So I've never been a 45 guy.
Yeah.
45 ACP, if you will. 45 caliber.
Mm-hmm.
40 fizzle. But so I got this one as a good deal. Couldn't pass it up. I'm not going to tell you about it because the deal is over. And I was like one of two people that snuck in there and got it.
Mm-hmm.
And but man, this thing shoots smooth. My 11-year-old shot it today. It's like shooting a 9 mil. So if you're looking for an awesome 45, get you to FNX Tactical.
Yep.
But
selfish plug.
You're going to have to pay the full price. I'm sorry. It used to be like a $2,000 gun.
Jeez.
And right now, again, for about $1,400, I got it for like $900.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Anyway.
Hmm.
Circus of the mind.
Yeah.
I did it.
What else you got? What else?
Oh, you better be careful if you want this to be a short episode.
Well,
if it was up to you, it'd be like, oh, we have to beat our time from last time. That'd be shorter.
Well, this is definitely going to be shorter than an hour and a half.
Yeah, well, that's good. Hour and a half's a good time. hour and a half.
My mom was like, oh my gosh, an hour and a half? I can't listen to all that at one time.
Well, it's, okay, don't. That's the cool thing about it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of podcasts I can't listen to all at once.
Yeah.
Especially around here.
I mean, some that you've pulled up listening to in the truck was like 3 to 4 hours. I was like, what?
That's short for him.
Jeez.
So the transgender Navy SEAL that was on there.
Yeah.
And I almost didn't listen to that podcast because I'm like, I don't care. Mm-hmm. I don't care what he has to say because it's disgusting. But it was actually mind blowing.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so good to hear. Okay, you can sit here and say, blah, 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 my excuse. But his is like the actual, I don't know, the dangerous things that he ran into to made him think that way, and the love bombing, the cult type attitudes and everything. And it was very interesting. Mm-hmm. And he came out of it.
Yeah.
And he's, but these people that go through that, they come, every single one of them say it's wrong.
Yeah.
No, but nobody should do this. You know, it's wrong. Mm-hmm. And now he's a huge advocate against mutilating kids,
mm-hmm.
you know, because, I mean, just it's disgusting. But anyway, that was like a 6.5 hour long podcast.
That one was?
Yeah.
I didn't realize how long that one was.
Yeah.
I remember that was the one I'm thinking of, but
yeah. No,
I was thinking.
Yeah, he'll do like 5-6 hours.
Jeez.
And so it's split up sometimes, or the whole thing is, and it'll take me a week to listen to it or more.
Mm.
But I'm getting to where I'm not a big fan of Sean Ryan.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah, I kind of pick and choose. Kind of like Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
I would only listen to it if certain people, like Stephen Ranella,
mm-hmm.
the hunter. I liked him. I liked when he was on there. He had Pat Mack on there.
Mm.
I listened to that one. So, like, guys that I like and are interested in, I listen to them, but I don't just follow them and, oh, it's Joe Rogan. I got to listen to it now. Because most of his podcasts are kind of dumb. I don't like them.
Hmm.
It's just, they're a waste of time in my eyes. I like to learn things. I like informative things.
Yeah.
Insightful things. Like learning a new word. Can we do that? We should do that.
I don't have a button for that.
Yeah, I told you to figure it out and you still didn't. I'm calling that monkey right now.
Call that monkey then.
I'm calling him. I do have a word for today.
Okay.
The word is arbitrary. How dost thou perceivest
the definition of
the word arbitrary?
You always do this. And I don't like it when I don't have a heads up, so I can't think about it first.
That's the whole point.
Arbitrary. Look, I'm trying to look it up.
Yeah,
right
you
now.
Better not, cheater.
The first word I think of is... maybe not meaningless, but like something that doesn't.
Oh, that was me making noise.
dang it. I lost my train of thought. Not meaningless, but like, I don't know. That's all I got.
So meaning like you're perceiving it as meaningless.
Arbitrary.
Somewhat.
Like it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. So like.
Yeah.
On a whim.
Yeah.
Kinda, that's kind of how I would have said something very similar.
Oh, good.
Yeah, because I actually don't know. So determined by chance, I need to be a dictionary. Whim says it right here. And I do not look these up. I do not look them up. I just come up with a word and I search it right when I ask. Whim. Determined by chance, whim, or impulse, and not by necessity, reason, or principle. based on or subject to individual judgment or preference. That's a good one. Relating to a decision made by a court or legislator that lacks a grounding in law or fact. So our justice system is arbitrary. Yeah, so meaningless. Our justice system is arbitrary and meaningless. Right?
Yeah.
You're scared to say it? I'm not.
Do it!
Determined by chance or a whim. So that's how I kind of say it. A whimsical way of thinking. So not quite meaningless.
Yeah.
But it could go that route. Did you learn something today?
Yep.
I hope so. Did you people out there learn something today? Let us know in our new email.
Yeah.
You didn't talk about that.
No, I didn't. Waiting on you. I forgot.
Perfect news item. Perfect news item.
Yes. So it's, oh my
god. This
gosh.
Is also why the monkey didn't get hired, because she got the email done.
I did get the email done. It is Cirque du Soleil.
Get it right. We're on here every week.
Hold on. Hold up.
I know what it is. You may just say it.
No.
All right.
Cirque du Soleil at Outlook.com. Stop laughing at me. Yeah. I had to look at it.
It's literally just the name of the podcast and Outlook.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I couldn't remember if it was Outlook. I've had the same stupid Hotmail email address since I was 13.
What is your email?
I'm not going to say it on here. Nope.
Oh, man. People will be emailing you and not Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah. If you have any questions,
email. I want
comments,
pictures of your feet or something weird.
Some hate mail. What?
Yeah. If you put your personal email.
Feet pictures?
Yeah. People will be asking for like feet pictures and stuff. Weird. You get some weirdos on there.
I would.
I'll send them a picture of my feet.
Ew.
My feet ain't bad. They've been beat up.
They look like man feet.
Yeah, they do. Then they'll think you got man feet. How do we get here?
Ew, email. Gross.
Email.
If you want to email us if you got some hate mail, haters out there. We get our first one.
Yeah. I welcome haters, because I'm going to do a whole podcast with your hate. Your hate is going to fuel a podcast one day.
Yep.
Anyway.
So there's that. Got an email.
Seriously, if you got like garden questions, a cool Bigfoot story, need some advice about how to work on a gun.
Oh, yeah. He's good at that.
Shooting advice.
If you want
shooting.
A permaculture.
Permaculture consultation.
Consultation.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Or if you just want to say what's up, send me a picture of your feet.
Ew,
please don't.
Don't.
Please don't.
I will block you.
Yeah. That's gross.
Oh, I do not like feet.
Or just ideas for podcasts. Want to hear us ramble about something?
Yeah.
Complain about something. We do a lot of complaining, but I feel like it's something we should complain about.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything wrong with complaining as long as you do it logically and, you know, thoughtfully.
Yeah.
We thoughtfully complained today about an issue that we don't like. We spoke out against it.
Yep.
But most people will just see it. Oh, you're just complaining. Yeah, I am, because it's dumb. What are you looking at over there?
The time.
Wow.
No, because we were talking about going to the coffee shop.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yes.
I guess we'll get off here. We miss anything?
Oh, I don't have the list in front of me today.
So small business was racks and plaques. If you got you a skull you want to get did up, nice, hit them up. Racks and plaques on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook. Racks and plaques.
Yep.
Get you a skull done. Bigfoot skull. I don't know. I'd feel bad about having a Bigfoot skull. Unless he tried to hurt me and it was me or him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm definitely going to. I'm going to try to get him. I'm going to ask him. I almost don't want to ask him, because then he's going to give me a list of what he doesn't have. And I'm gonna like, well, he's going to know it's coming.
Oh, you know as mean? Far as what he's
yeah.
never done.
Like, what's one you've never done before? What would you like to do? And he's going to be like, he's going to bring me that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I was like, how do I know he's never done that?
Yeah.
I just need to have a casual conversation with him.
Yeah.
Because it's not like I got the money to travel the world and go anywhere to get some weird skull he's wanting to do.
What are the ones with the spiral horns?
The axis. Is it axe? No. I don't know.
Maybe.
There's so many out there now. So many different.
Yeah. I always liked those the most.
Pig skulls are cool too. Like if Howard, when hopefully Howard don't die anytime soon, but I might have to get his skull done. He's got some nice cutters.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, he'd be a nice one. That's kind of sad to think about, but yeah. I'm not going to just bury Howard and forget him forever.
Mm-hmm.
Eeyore. That's sad. Let's stop talking about...
Oh, my gosh.
But still.
Anyway.
My dead homies had something to pour out right now, but they're not dead yet, so... Jeez.
Oh, man.
Let's end it before you start going even more dark.
Wow. Darker.
More darker.
Don't want to get more darker. That's what happens when daylight saving time ends. We get more darker. Right?
Yeah.
Saw how I tied that in there?
Yeah, good job.
I stuck to the topic. Right?
Yeah.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
Totally.
What are you going to get at the coffee shop?
I don't know. You know I don't know until I get up there. And,
oh, yeah. And then you still don't know.
And I still don't know. 15 and I'm like,
people behind you.
I guess I'll get my usual.
Jesse has the patience of a saint.
And she's like, what's she your already usual
knows
today?
She already knows what you want. She's already like, she already knows.
I don't know. I change it up on her so much. I feel bad.
She still knows.
She knows everything.
She's going to read it.
Yeah.
On your face when you come in.
Okay.
Chocolate. It's going to be something chocolatey.
Oh, man. I did get something fruity the other day.
Yeah, and she fruity. Probably knew that too. Like, oh, she's in a fruity mood.
Fruity
mood.
Yeah.
That sounds like a dangerous mood to be in.
It was a raspberry watermelon tea.
I didn't like it.
It's too sweet for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like the overly sweet stuff.
But I like it. Reminds me of summertime.
Mm. Oh, summertime. Take me back.
Summertime.
Can't wait for summer. Most people around here are like, oh, summer can't get here soon enough. And then it's like, oh, it's so hot.
That's...
Oh, I can't wait for fall time so I can wear my leggings.
I don't like summertime. It's miserable out. I mean, especially what we do. It's so overwhelmingly hot. Yeah,
it is. There's days where it's just oppressive. That's the days the animals will tell you, hey, it's time to go home. Because I'm not moving out of shade for 2 days.
Yeah.
Yeah. The animals know. Why don't we know better? Why is it such a bad thing to take care of yourself?
That's a good question.
It's 105 degrees out here without the humidity. And yes, the humidity makes it hotter. I don't care if people can make fun of y'all. Oh, it's not the heat, it's the humidity. Yeah, because you never lived here.
It feels like you're swimming in air.
Swimming. And when it's 105 degrees without humidity and the animals are laying out in the shade, take care of themselves, but God forbid you go home a couple hours early,
mm-hmm.
take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yeah. Take care of yourselves, people. And we're going to take care of ourselves by going to get caffeinated. And my gun says goodbye. Hey, what was that show you used to watch with the crazy detective?
That was Psych.
Yes, like, what was it? Lassiter.
Lassie?
Lassiter is my spirit animal, man. When he got mad, he would, like, just keep wrecking his gun over and over and unload it at his desk.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Am I Lassiter?
Maybe.
No, I'm not. Lassiter was cool, though.
Mm.
I bet he's a gun-hating liberal in real life, though, like most Hollywood guys.
Mm.
I'm looking at that.
Yeah.
But then it's going to ruin the character for me, but... I never really watched the show, so who cares?
All right, wrap it up.
Gosh.
There he goes again.
So.
Pull him back in.
So. All right, hopefully we made you think. I can't say hopefully it was helpful. Maybe it was helpful. Because maybe people will say, there's a bill. I didn't actually say that. So Rand Paul from, was it West Virginia?
I don't remember.
I closed the link. Mm-hmm. Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Rick Scott.
Rick Scott from Florida.
Uh-huh.
They've introduced a lock-the-clock bill to stop changing, to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
So look it up. Look into it. So maybe it was helpful.
Yep.
It made people think. And if you never thought about it before, think about it because it sucks.
Yep.
Yeah. So anyway, thank you for listening. I've got to get off of here because Monica's throwing things at me.
No.
All right. We'll see y'all next week. We're going out till next week. Well, next
weekend.
Friday. Yeah.
Not till Friday. Yeah.
So we'll get one done next week.
Yeah.
And I don't know what we're going to talk about, but it'll be something.
Yep.
I'm going to let you pick.
Okay.
You pick the next topic.
Okay.
Sound good?
Sure.
You're going to be able to come in. You want to pick everything, the word and everything?
Sure.
You want to hit me with the word? See if I can guess it?
Okay.
You want to?
Yep.
All right. Monica's leading next week.
Oh, man.
Because today was the 13th episode. We're supposed to interview you, remember?
Yeah.
Any wiggle out of that one?
I sure did. Ha
yeah.
ha.
Yeah, so you come up with all the meat and potatoes next week, and I'll bring the gravy.
Ooh, gravy.
All right. Anyway, we see y'all next week. And until next time, keep your powder dry.
And your Bibles close.
Peace out.
Bye.